Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Gosh, it's busy in here.
Oh, no. Shall we go outside?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, right. Well, I'll get the drinks and you can go and find a table.
Yeah, okay.
What do you want to drink?
White wine, please.
Okay, won't be long. Oh, I needed that.
Oh, gosh, Jim, that was quick.
Well, I feel much better for that. So I think, if you don't mind, I'll go and get us another one.
Oh, no, I'll go. Do you want the same?
Yes, please.
Jim, Megan is going to be all right, isn't she?
I don't know. All I do know is that she is seriously ill.
Do you know if her family has been contacted?
Yeah, they must have been.
Oh, it's all so terrible. Did they charge anyone with anything?
No. I think it was just a dreadful accident.
But if those bikes hadn't been going so fast, it might not have happened.
Well, I don't think they were actually speeding. But I really don't know.
What about the horses? Are they all right?
Yeah, they're fine. I think a friend contacted somebody who's got a horse box and took them home.
It just won't be the same at work without Megan. Do you know what? We don't seem to keep assistant managers for long, do we?
Well, she may be back. We'll just have to see.
It makes you feel very vulnerable, doesn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, you never know what's round the corner and... really, anything could happen.
Oh, Penny, don't think about it. You're right. We never know what will happen next. But don't dwell on it, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I just can't get my head around it, that's all.
Look, I'll go and get the drinks. I think we need another one.
No. I said I'd go. You sure you don't want something else?
No, thanks. Nope, a beer will be fine.
Okay. But I think I'm going to have a large one this time. Hello, Tina. Are you okay?
Yes, I just thought I'd phone and see if you'd heard about Megan.
Oh, yeah. She's off work.
I know that, but you'll never guess why.
Oh, go on then, tell me.
She fell off a horse. And it's quite funny, really, as she's supposed to be a really good rider.
Well, she didn't just fall off.
She did, but she's okay. She's only got a couple of broken bones. But what a laugh, eh?
Well, I heard that Megan is really ill.
And who did you hear that from?
Jim told me.
Oh, you know what he's like. He always likes to make a drama out of everything. Now, I heard that her and her friend both fell off and then someone had to run down the road to catch the blooming horses. They were bound to break something, weren't they?
Well, that's not what I heard. As far as I know, Megan is seriously ill.
Well, she shouldn't have gone horse riding.
Oh, Tina, it was an accident. It wasn't her fault.
Well, you wouldn't catch me on a horse.
No horse would want you.
Oh, thanks. Why are you getting all shirty with me? I didn't push her off the stupid thing.
No one pushed her. The horse was spooked.
Spooked? Oh, for goodness sake. They always say that they can't stay on. Anyway, I must go. I'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, we're having a drink after work. Maybe I'll have some more news to tell you about her then.
Well, sorry, I'm not sure if I can make it now.
Oh, come on, Penny. We haven't had a drink for ages. I'll pay. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what's happened? You look very gloomy.
Tina's just phoned me.
Oh, so what does she want this time?
She wanted to tell me about Megan, how she had fallen off her horse.
Oh, so did you tell her how it happened?
No, I didn't.
So what did she say?
Well, I did tell her that the horse had been spooked, but I don't think she believed me. I think she liked the idea that Megan had fallen off, but it wasn't her fault she did.
Sounds typical Tina to me.
Well, I'm supposed to be going for a drink with her tomorrow after work.
Oh, poor you.
Yes, and I really don't want to.
Well, don't go.
But what can I say?
Say Kathy's ill or something.
Oh, gosh, I've just remembered I have got something to do after work. I can't go, so I'll have to text her.
Oh, well. She's not going to be very pleased with you.
I don't care.
Are you with her at work tomorrow?
No, thank goodness.
Good. Well, text her then and say that because she's a real pain in the... you don't have to go for a drink with her.
Oh, Jim, I don't think I'll use those exact words. Yes, Kathy, she's really ill.
Oh, Penny, she'll be all right.
Well, you don't know that. Jim said that she really is in a bad way.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that serious.
It is.
Oh, well, there's nothing we can do. So is that why you went for a drink with Jim?
Yes, he's the one that told me all about it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and I'm having a drink after work tomorrow as well.
Oh, yes. And who with this time?
Tina, but it won't be for long.
Tina? But I didn't think you liked her.
Well, it's just for a quick one.
Oh, okay. So, what time do you want dinner then?
Can I text you when I'm done?
When you're done? Are you doing something else then?
No. I just mean when I'm finished at the pub.
Oh, okay. So, do you think they'll get someone to cover for Megan?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I suppose they might. Oh, God, I hope it's not Tina.
Hang on, I thought you liked her now.
Well, she's all right, but I wouldn't want her as assistant manager. Morning, Jim, and thanks for going for a drink yesterday.
Oh, any time. It was nice to have a chat about everything. By the way, did you text Tina?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I'm not with her. I'm with you all day.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Have you heard how Megan is?
No, I'll speak to Matthew later. I was thinking we should send a card and some flowers or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
OK, well, I'll ask around and see who else wants to come in.
OK.
It's a great pity Matthew didn't turn up last night.
Well, he said he would if he could. So what was the phone call all about?
No idea. I'll ask him later. It must have been important because he normally meets up for a drink when I ask him.
Oh, I wonder if he's fallen for someone. It might be that beautiful lady who came into the shop the other day.
Who was that? I didn't hear about that.
Yes, you remember. He has some friend turn up.
Oh, yeah. I heard she was quite stunning.
Yeah, that's the one. Maybe she's the new love of his life.
Oh, you ladies love to be so romantic. The poor thing turns up out of the blue and you instantly think they become a couple. I'm not sure that Matthew would have to say about that.
Well, she might be, you never know. That would really put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Oh, Penny, you'll have them getting married next.
Oh, that would be nice. I hope I'd get an invite.
Well, yes, he might ask you.
Well, he'd definitely ask you.
Me? No, he'd ask all his arty friends in London, wouldn't he?
No, you'd be asked. And then you'd have to bring me along with you.
Oh, Penny, it's not going to happen. Whatever you think.
It might. Anyway, Jim, please find out why he didn't turn up. I want to know. Right, I'm off before Tina sees me.
Right, OK, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Jim, are you in later?
What, at home?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. Why?
Oh, I just wondered. I might set up a Zoom meeting, OK?
Yeah, if you want.
Oh, good. OK, I'll see you later.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.